This is Willis Dunbar. We have with us in our studios here at WKZO this afternoon a number of the staff who are with the United States Navy exhibit, which opened this afternoon near Brunson Park at 1:30. This exhibit is to be here several days, and the party who is with us here in the studio has just come from the exhibit, where it was opened officially just a few moments ago. Among this group is Mayor Henry Ford, and I'm going to ask Mayor Ford if he will say a word about a welcome to the United States Navy exhibit from the city of Kalamazoo. Mayor Ford?
It is certainly a pleasure for me to welcome to our city of Kalamazoo this Navy Mobile exhibit and all the officers who have come to Kalamazoo to be present at the opening of this exhibit. I just had the opportunity to go through the exhibit, and I've been greatly impressed with its value. This is certainly an interesting exhibit with its jet fighter plane, its radar equipment, and all of the other naval equipment that is in the exhibit. I'm sure that this is going to stimulate the interest of the people of Kalamazoo in the United States Navy and in the Naval Reserve. I certainly cannot too strongly urge the people of Kalamazoo to come down to Bronson Park at Academy Street and take advantage of the opportunity to see this fine naval exhibit. Kalamazoo is very fortunate to be able to have this exhibit here in our community.
I presume, Mayor Ford, that the young people of our community would be particularly interested in this exhibit.
They certainly will be. I'm sure all of the children and young people will want to come down to the exhibit and see all of this equipment.
My impression was that it was a very gala sight over there this afternoon, with the flags waving and with those very colorful trucks. Didn't you think so?
I certainly thought so, Dr. Dunbar.
Thank you very much, Mayor Ford. And now I'd like to bring to our microphone for a moment Mr. John Klosterman, the president of the Kalamazoo Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce is co-sponsoring the appearance of this naval exhibit in Kalamazoo. And Mr. Klosterman, I believe you just come from looking it over. Tell us your impressions of it and how you feel about the exhibit being here in Kalamazoo. I'd
be very glad to do that, Dr. Dunbar. First of all, I want to thank Commander Morgan and all the other officers of the Navy that are here with us today for having selected Kalamazoo as one of the cities in the state of Michigan. We were honored by being one of the three cities. Understand, Detroit, they were at Detroit this week, and then at Lansing, and now at Kalamazoo, and this unit will soon be leaving Monday for South Bend, Indiana. And I also recommend all of the citizenry of Kalamazoo to turn out and see this exhibit.
I presume, Mr. Mamer, since the exhibit is only going... Mr. Klosterman. Since the exhibit is only going to visit three places in Michigan, that there will be a lot of people from outside of Kalamazoo that will come here to see it.
There's no question about that. We had a nice ad in the paper last night in the Kalamazoo Gazette, and I'm sure that that's going to bring many thousands of visitors to Kalamazoo during the next 3 days.
Thank you, Mr. Klosterman. And now I'd like to introduce the gentleman whose name I spoke by mistake just a moment ago, Mr. Fred Mamer, who is president of the Junior Chamber of Commerce, who also is co-sponsoring the appearance of the exhibit in Kalamazoo. What's the interest of the JCs in this exhibit, Mr. Mamer?
Why, Dr. Dunbar, most of the members of the Junior Chamber are veterans of World War II and have had an opportunity of seeing the Navy in action, or at least what a tremendous fighting machine it is. However, to most of the people in Kalamazoo, the Navy's just a name because we are so far from either the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean. We are very happy to co-sponsor with the Senior Chamber this show to try and acquaint Kalamazoo with the United States Navy.
What were your impressions of it as you went through the exhibit a few moments ago, Mr. Mamer?
Well, I thought it was quite complete, and that most every bureau in the Navy Department was represented. To anybody who's been in the Navy, you know what that means. Both air and Bureau of Ships had excellent exhibits. I thought it was very, very well done.
Fine. Thank you very much, Mr. Mamer. And now I'd like to bring to our microphone the officer who is in charge of the unit as it visits Kalamazoo, Commander John J. Morgan. Commander Morgan, when did the unit arrive in our city?
Dr. Dunbar, we arrived here last night. We are going to be here through Sunday. We shall be open to the public from 1 until 9 each day.
Let's see, is there any charge for admission?
No, sir, no charge, nor do we ask any contributions or donations.
What is the purpose of the exhibit?
The purpose of the exhibit is to bring to the public, especially in the inland states, a cross-section of the Navy. And for that reason, we have key or representative displays from each bureau of the Navy Department.
Well, that's very interesting. How long has the exhibit been on the road, Commander?
This is our fourth tour, Dr. Dunbar. We've had three others which have taken us some 14,000 miles through 24 states.
How many have seen this?
I should say close on to 1 million people have passed through it by tabulated count.
Is that so?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's very wonderful. How long does it take to see the exhibit?
That depends upon the visitor. Those who are interested in the scientific displays will take 10, 15, or 20 minutes. Sometimes they will come back. The normal visiting time would be about 7 or 8 minutes.
I wonder, Commander Morgan, if you will tell us briefly what is in the exhibit.
Yes, I think there, Dr. Dunbar, I might refer you to my associate officer, Lieutenant Peoples.
Good. Lieutenant Peoples, I wonder if you'll come up here to the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lieutenant Peoples, who is, I believe, Commander Morgan's associate in charge of the unit here in Kalamazoo. Lieutenant Peoples, will you undertake to tell our listeners a little bit about what is in this exhibit, what there is down here in downtown Kalamazoo for them to see during the next few days?
Well, I'll try to pick out some of the highlights, Doctor. The largest single item we have here is the FH-1 fighter, the Phantom. The next largest item we have is the radar equipment, the SP-1M radar equipment, which is operative, and at the present time is in operation searching the surrounding area for likely targets.
Have you found any yet?
We have several land targets, Doctor. We haven't picked up any moving targets yet.
Well, what kind of land targets would they be?
Any high buildings, water towers, probably.
Oh,
in
yes.
Some cities, we pick up large bridge structures, for instance.
Well, can the person who goes through the exhibit see any of that?
Oh, yes. It shows up very plainly on the scope.
Oh, fine. Can you add anything else?
Well, we have quite a bit of equipment from the Bureau of Ordnance. The largest single item being the Mark 14 torpedo. It's an actual torpedo, the sides of which are cut away and covered with plexiglass to permit the people to see the actual working parts, intricate mechanism in this torpedo.
Have you found where this exhibit has been shown, Lieutenant Peoples, that it has served to stimulate recruiting?
Yes, we have quite a number of stops. We have had quite a bit of interest shown in that particular phase.
I suppose also another purpose of the exhibit is to help the civilian to understand his Navy a little bit better. Isn't that true?
That's true. It shows him the large field covered by the various departments in the Navy.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant Peoples. Now I'm going to ask Mr. John Wallace of the Kalamazoo Junior Chamber of Commerce if he will step to the microphone just a moment and identify very briefly some of our other visitors here in the studio who are with the naval party here in Kalamazoo. Mr. Wallace?
I'd be glad to, Dr. Dunbar. We have with us General Offutt, the commanding general of Percy Jones General Hospital, and Commander Peterson, who is the officer in charge of the Chicago Recruiting District, and Captain Ashford, Inspector of Navy Recruiting from the 5th Recruiting Area. Also in Chicago. Then we have Commander Thomas, who is the Kalamazoo Reserve Training Officer, and Lieutenant Don Pickard. He's the only one out of uniform here, as the CO of Organized Reserves, the Organized Navy Reserves in Kalamazoo. Then we have Chief Campbell of the local recruiting office at the post office. I believe that just about covers it, Dr. Dunbar.
Chief Campbell is a familiar face around WKZO. I'm going to ask him to step up here to the microphone in just a moment and be introduced to our radio audience. Chief Campbell, do you expect that this Navy exhibit in Kalamazoo is going to help your job just a little bit?
Well, that's hard to say, Doctor. Actually, the prime purpose is more or less to stimulate the public's interest in their Navy. We expect, as a result of it, to make my job easier, yes. Probably will. in the immediate future, anyway.
And so you sort of welcome this exhibit here in Kalamazoo.
Oh, I certainly do. And also, Doctor, let me take this opportunity to thank all of the organizations, the Chamber of Commerce, the Junior Chamber of Commerce, and the Naval Advisory Board for the assistance they have given me in making the preliminary preparations.
Well, that's very fine, and thank you very much, and good luck to you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been hearing from some of the citizens of Kalamazoo who have just come from a visit to the United States Navy exhibit here in Kalamazoo, came here this morning and will remain in Kalamazoo for the next 3 days. Also, from some of the officers in charge of the exhibit and two local people, one member of the Junior Chamber of Commerce and one the local naval recruiting officer, as well as the mayor of Kalamazoo, the president of the Senior Chamber of Commerce, and the Junior Chamber of Commerce. This has been another program presented by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company in the public interest.